Hey, the knight is young. Hmm. The knight is very young. Unlike our duly elected commander-in-chief. But we all know about this, but we got to talk about it.
Here we go.
Appeals court temporarily halts Biden's poke mandate for businesses. I mean, it's almost like it's unconstitutional.
You think?
You think, bit.
Really? Well, first of all, you know, where does it stop?
Apparently the Fifth Circuit, which is amazing because they used to be left-leaning as it gets.
The Nazi Party in like 33, 38, somewhere in there, put together like something similar. And it got to the point where they were just for the betterment of society. Yep. They're putting retards to death. You know, other people who are like, you know, crippled. And then it just got worse and worse.
Oh, I mean, they're not doing that now, right? They're not trying to create different classes of citizens based on jab, right? I mean, that would just be ludicrous.
Yeah.
Especially since they're the side constantly reminding everybody about World War II.
Yeah, they are.
Just saying.
Yeah, and Antifa was actually showed up to a vaccine.
Was hilarious.
Yeah, you got the anti-anarchist or whatever.
The anti-fascist.
Anti-fascist.
Literally fighting against people
who don't
want
to be.
Who don't want fascism.
Who don't want to be a victim of fascism. A bunch of f***ing idiots.
Wow. I mean, as if we needed proof that they were actually the fascists. I mean, we've known.
Yeah.
But now they're literally going out and fighting for fascism. Because what else do you call it? Medical apartheid, maybe? Could wash your clothes in it?
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if it leaves some minty fresh.
Minty fresh. Smells like Gwyneth Paltrow candles.
Ugh. What a bad decision that was, man.
Oh, speaking of bad decisions, holy shit. Stunning and brave, blue screen Biden.
Now, first of all,
we got to do it. Hang on.
All right. Our government requires checks and balances.
Yes.
All right. What he's doing here is dictator shit.
Yeah. I would call this impeachable. And it's not the first thing that he's done since he's taken office impeachable.
He is totally, totally stretching out the country's tonsils with this dictatorship.
White House tells businesses to proceed with poke mandate despite court-ordered pause. Yeah, but we don't need the judicial branch, right?
Yeah, I mean, and like, what are you fucking doing? You're pissing off the judicial branch by doing shit like this. You think they're going to, you know, oh, now we're going to give you favorable decisions. No.
Yeah.
No. See, what we're seeing here, this is, we've already experienced the wobble for the past couple years.
We're about to tilt.
Now you're seeing the whole thing start slowing down. And when the top falls over, it is fucking game on.
You can't make this stuff up.
No. I mean,
this is like 1984 come to life.
Well, everyone knew this was going to happen.
Ugh. Republican attorneys general in at least 26 states have challenged the poke mandate and testing requirements in 5 different appeals courts. Why did it take this long for one to come back and say, you know what? That kind of violates that whole 10th Amendment thing. I think maybe we should put the brakes on that one. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, oh God.
I guess this is why Soros decided he would devote a lot of money to installing district attorneys and whatnot all around the country, because
that dude
this is what you get. You don't get justice.
That dude needs to catch a terminal velocity illness.
Shit.
That's fucking aggravating, man.
It really is, and that's, you have to laugh about it, because if you don't, you're going to go insane or drink more.
Yeah.
Not that we know about that or anything.
I'm already like 2 shots deep already. We just started.
Joe Biden admits that life under his presidency sucks.
Well, at least he's being honest.
There's a lot of anxiety. Gas prices are up exceedingly high. Well, no shit. Let's hear it in the man's own words.
Yeah, let's go.
We're in a situation where there's a lot of anxiety. Gas prices are up exceedingly high. They've been up.
Oh, that's all. Could that have anything to do with the fact that you killed the Keystone Pipeline your first week in office and have been directly attacking the energy sector ever since? Yeah. Gee, I wonder why.
Oh, when Trump was in office, we were energy independent.
Yep.
And now here we are being slaves to OPEC again and all other horse shit they have going on.
And, of course, how do you put out a fire that has spun completely out of control? By dumping gas on it. White House confirms Biden effort to shut down another major pipeline, the Enbridge Line 5.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do when gas is $12 a gallon?
Yeah, and you know what our former governor, stunning and brave, Jennifer Granholm, said when she was asked about this? She laughed.
Yeah, I know.
As if people spending almost double for their energy bills this winter is something to be hysterically funny.
Yeah. Like I said, you can't feed your kids, can't heat your house, you can't work, travel. It's fucking not going to work out.
You know, Jennifer Granholm was a shit governor while she was in charge of Michigan. She did one good thing. One. In however long she was in office. She was an absolute shit show. And now as energy secretary, she just shit her pants and flossed her ass with the sheets on the way out.
Yep. Yes, she did.
That hooer.
Yep.
So, yeah, dudes, stock up. Yeah, go out and get food, things like that now, dried beans, rice. Stock up so you don't have to go out as much this winter unless you absolutely have to, because we're just seeing the tip of that iceberg.
Yep. And like when we start having rolling blackouts and people, it's just, listen, man, people are going to get really pissed off.
Yep.
And we outnumber them.
Yes, we do. So it's not going to, that fight's not going to go how they think it's going to go.
Well, in the beginning, it'll be bad, but it won't, in the long run, they won't be able to sustain it.
Mm-hmm. But it's not terrible news. Find this hysterical.
Oh, is this where they're going to try to like ram it up our ass that it's a good thing?
Oh no, it gets this. This is for that. We're going to get to that. Obama rages after former White House doctor claims, "I'm 100% sure that Joe Biden is incapable of doing his job." I thought he was going to get upset, you know, when somebody finally broke the news to him that Big Mike's got a penis.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm sure he knows by now.
He knew that by now.
Yeah, they play little, swords at the urinal.
His so-called wife with the colon tickler.
Hey, Barry, you want a tonsil massage? Sure, Big Mike. You bastard. Yes, that one was black.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Barack Obama and Biden gang have a fit when former White House doctor Ronnie Jackson claimed that Joe Biden is unable mentally to perform the job of the President of the United States because he's senile. Who knew?
He should have retired 10 years ago.
I mean, dude.
He shouldn't have run for the second. Yeah, you know, he should have been done.
His cognitive decline during his campaign was obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Since he has taken office, wow.
Well, first of all.
Wow.
Being the president is probably incredibly stressful.
Yeah, but he's not really the president. We know that.
I know. But he's already cognitive declining, old as shit, and he's going to add in all of the stress. Of course, it's speeding up.
Yeah,
I mean it's just common sense. That's right. Common sense is a superpower.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
don't deal too much in that anymore.
Yeah, that's been. You can only find, common sense. In the definition of superpowers in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, for how well that is going to hold up. I hear the Eternals is a steaming pile of pig shit.
All right, first of all, I don't believe any of these fucking polls.
Well, we gotta lead into it first, man.
I know, but I just saw I saw those stats on the screen.
Like I said, it's not all bad news.
Mm.
Because even in cherry-picked push polls that oversample Democrats on an average of 3 to 5 points,
mm-hmm.
Biden's approval has dropped to 38%. Now, I'm just going to ask. I mean, we all work with people that we're not friends with. Do you actually know any solid Biden supporters?
I do not. Oh, I know of some. I have unfriended them, and I will not. I'm done associating with those people. Because you cannot reason with them, number one.
No.
Number two, they suffer from a mental illness or they're incredibly mentally weak. They're so susceptible to this propaganda.
Oh,
it is insane. And then the minute you confront them with evidence, they just dig the grave deeper.
Oh, yeah. And when confronted with proof that they have a mental illness, like that article that we covered that shows more than half of liberal women under 30 have a mental illness of some kind. Oh, shit. Oh, the hate mail blew up. It was glorious.
We're just telling the truth.
Hey, you don't like the facts. Don't talk to us. We're just presenting them to you.
Listen, reality is, the truth is not an insult, and reality is not an attack.
You can buy that shirt on patrolbase.net. Bitches. Or you can buy this one on the Streamlabs merch store. It's a good time. Not Streamlabs. Stream Elements. Sorry.
No, sorry.
It's all good. Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done as president? 37.8% approve. Kamala Harris has now set a world record for being the least liked vice president in history with an approval rating of 27.8%. Holy hot damn! How did you fuck that up?
At what point
bad?
Do we just say fuck it and start over? At what? How low does this approval have to go? 10%?
I mean, just remember, this is published on USA Today.
Yeah,
they are the same people who expect you to believe that this pairing of fuckwits got 81 million votes a year ago. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I can't say that because of the platform that we're on, but I'm just saying that's a lot to swallow.
What do you
said, Amy Horton on her first date?
What are you trying to say, that the ice cream cones that were delivered,
81 million scoops of ice cream, man?
Or
there was some chocolate in there, and it turned out that chocolate was shit.
Yeah, I would hate to go to that ice cream social.
Or a Tess Holliday Neapolitan.
Oh, God damn you.
Herpes spaghetti and garlic bread.
Stop, man. Stop. Serious. Stop it. Oh, my God. That's horrible. What is wrong with you, bro?
I know. I'm a terrible person. But, you know, I learned from the best.
I know.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.